This year we have 2 months of Adar, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. It's clear from the sugya in Maseches Megillah, in discussing the Machlokas Tanoim, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, in which Adar the mitzvahs of Purim are observed. But it's clear from the Gemara that both months have a Shaloshem Adar. Purim, there's a drasha we learn out. We deduce which month we keep the mitzvah of Purim. But most months have a Shem Adar. It's a complicated discussion we're not going to get into in terms of Bar Mitzvah, Yard Site, the different Shitas. The Ramah Paskins, the name of Mari Mintz, that the Bar Mitzvah is in the second Adar if he was born in the Shana Pshuta, or Bas Mitzvah. And the Prichadish mentioned Shita of Marash Levi, it's in the first Adar. The Minik seems to be like the Ramah and the Mari Mintz and Yard Site, the different Shitas. It all revolves around these questions. But I'm discussing the fact that we have two Adars. We have 3 months of Simcha, basically. We have Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, we have Nisan with its Simchas HaChag. But this year, the Yemei Mishnah, the Simcha of Purim, and the 2 months of Adar and Nisan present a special challenge. Can we in good conscience celebrate with Simcha in face of the difficult situation in Eretz Yisrael? Is it appropriate to engage in simcha activities at a time of suffering? I mean, just yesterday we read about 2 tragic deaths of chayalim in Eretz Yisrael. We read about 7 talmidim from one yeshiva, Yeshivat Hesder HaGolan, were seriously injured in a tunnel that was booby-trapped. Where Klal Yisrael is suffering. At a time like this, the ancient question posed by Kohelis comes to mind. Ulisimcha mazo osa, and of joy, what does it accomplish? Will the problems facing Klal Yisrael disappear through our preoccupation with Simcha? Will our worries and stresses be diminished by our pursuit of Simcha? The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Memches Amud Beis, tells a seemingly peculiar story relating to the theme of Simcha. The Gemara says, "Hanu treimine chad shmei sason v'chad shmei simcha." There were 2 heretics. One had the name Sason, and one his name was Simcha. There's nothing wrong with the name Sason and Simcha. There were many great people that had that name. It's all a question of what connotation and significance you attribute to the name. Apparently, these heretics, their name to them was descriptive of their ideology. So the Gemara tells us there were 2 minim. One's name was Sason and one name was Simcha. Amaleyahu Mina, the Shmei Sason or Rival. So the heretic whose name was Sason, he said to Ravo, Asidisu the Tamaluli Maya La Alma de Asi, the Chsivu Shafta Maim Sason. So he said, you, the Jewish people, are destined to draw water for me in the world to come. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ushafta Maim Sason, you will draw water with Sason. So the heretic Sason, he claimed that this pasuk validated his ideology. So Rabbi Bo responded, and on the surface is a strange response. He said, "I have exiv lisason." If the pasuk would say "Ushafta mayim lisason," then kedemira, then you would be right. Then we're destined to draw it of you. But the pasuk doesn't say that. Hashtid exiv bisason, ushafta mayim bisason, with sason. What does that mean? Mashchei dahu gavra, the skin of that person, your skin, mishavinan leguda, we will make it into a pail, into a vessel, umalinan beimaya, and we will draw water with this, the vessel that will be made from your skin. What does that mean? So my uncle, the Rav, actually it's a Yiddish drasha, there's a book, Drashos and Ksavim. It's some Yiddish drashas of the Rav. So he has a fascinating explanation of it. And he says as follows. The heretic Sason believed in the pagan ideology that the goal of life and religion is joy. Hanof and Levin, that's the goal of life. Comforts and pleasure. Sason claimed that the Pasuk supports this ideology. Shafta Mayim v'Sason, the guiding principle is joy. Religion does not ask of a person anything that interferes with joy or creates discomfort. So Ravo answered him very sharply. Ravo said, if the goal of Judaism is joy, the pasuk would say, "Ushafta mayim lisason," for that purpose, for that goal, for that sake. The pasuk, however, states, "Ushaftim b'ayim v'sason," you shall draw water with joy. Joy is not the ultimate objective. Joy is the means by which we strive to attain our goal. Joy isn't our goal. That's a means. It's a tool. What is our goal? The goal is closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which entails character perfection, kedusha and chesed. Let me just quote quickly the lashon of the Rav in Yiddish, because it's so beautiful. He says, "Sason freid glick hana velan asach mol va gleiten unzer avodas Hashem mir velan durch ze shepen vaser ze velan mir nutzen vi kelem aber di tor allein sucht nit darf gefreid no hib zachle gestalmes adam mis kavers from bonushlam dusha und chesen and so weiter. So this is what Rav was telling him. You think the goal of life is simcha, sason, joy? That's not the goal of life. The goal of life is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, simcha is what we use to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the question is, if Rav is saying that simcha is not the goal but just a tool, does this mean that simcha itself has no intrinsic value? That is only a vessel and a tool to achieve a goal? The Torah itself stresses the value of simcha. It seems it has an intrinsic value. Tachas ha-shel avadato ha-shem l'kecha b'simcha v'tuv le'vav. Simcha, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but simcha v'tuv le'vav. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. And the answer is that the physical elements of simcha are the means to achieve an internal simcha of Iskavis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I derive this from the Rav's discussion of Simcha Siyantif in Shiurim Zeich Abamari, and he says that our certain external aspects of simcha in simcha al-bas v'yayin, it varies. Hamnoshim, noshim, ktanim. Why does it vary? The answer is because the kiyum ha-mitzvah is the internal simcha. Yantif is a time of lefnei Hashem. And one has to be sameach with the feeling of lefnei Hashem. That's the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The halacha dictates how to go about it. But the full kiyum ha-mitzvah is in the internal simcha. And this can be broadened to other simchas too, to the simcha of Av, to the simcha of Purim. What we're trying to achieve is an internal simcha of feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of feeling the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael. That the external aspects, the halacha dictates certain external aspects of simcha, but that's a means to achieve the real kiyama mitzvah, which is the internal simcha. That's what we're striving for. Look at what Rishonim say about simcha. Look at what the Meiri says about Purim. Shalonstavinu al simcha shal holus v'shal shtus. There's no mitzvah in holus and shtus. Ela b'simcha shal tainek sheyagia mitocha l'avas Hashem yizbarach. That's what Simchas Purim is. Simchas Purim is doing those things that will enable us to feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Rambam say about Simchas Yontef? He says, "Ukasha'ochel v'sholoseh chayiv l'hachal l'ger l'yosom ha'amonim sh'arniyam l'olim." A person has to provide for unfortunate people. If a person eats for himself and his family and doesn't provide, what does the Rambam say? "Ein lo simchas mitzvah lo simchas kreiso." That's not simchas mitzvah. That's the simcha of the stomach. What does the Rambam say? Hichas matanas aniyim. He says, "Mutav adam lahabrus matanas of yonim." That's the greatest mitzvah. Why? He says, "Hamisameach leiv ha'amlolim ha'elu." One who is misameach, those that are downtrodden, unfortunate. Doma l'shchina. That's the greatest simcha. The greatest simcha a person can have is to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by emulating his midos. This is what the mitzvah, this in general, in a broad way, describes all simcha of mitzvah, whether it's Yontif, whether it's Purim, whether it's Adar, we want to feel the simcha of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how one is mechayim the mitzvah of simcha. The physical aspects of simcha are designated by Halacha as a tool and means to achieve the internal simcha of his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This internal simcha is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. Tachas HaShalom, avadato HaShem l'kecha. The simcha of Tevlevav, the Torah says in the Tochacha, as a rebuke to Klal Yisrael. How can we engage in simcha during a Shasara? By focusing on what the mitzvah of simcha really is. The simcha of Adar and Purim is the simcha of the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. One of the messages of Purim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the tefillas and tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Simchas Purim, if celebrated properly, has the potential to enhance our tefillas on behalf of our brethren in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah Daf Dalet speaks of the fact that Chayav Adam Likros HaMegillah V'Layla Shnos HaBayom, there's a mitzvah to read it at night and read it again in the day. And the Gemara mentions two members that mention two different psukim. Rabbi Shimon Levi mentions the pasuk of Elokai Ekra Yomam V'Lo Sana V'Layla V'Domiyali. It's a pasuk that describes tefillah. By God, I call out by day, but you answer not, and at night, and I am not silent. This speaks of constant tefillah, and that implies that the Megillah has to be repeated. But Rabbi Chalba Omer Ulebi Ra mentions a different pasuk. L'manis amercha chafot v'leidom, Hashem l'kai v'leodeka, so that my soul will sing to you and not be stilled, Hashem. My God, forever I will thank you. So my uncle, the Rav, points out that in this Gemara we have two aspects of Kriyas Megillah. One aspect of Kriyas Megillah is Shvach v'odot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's L'manis amercha chafot v'leidom, Hashem l'kai v'leodeka. But then there's an aspect of tefillah. Kriyas HaMegillah actually has a kiyum of tefillah. This is what the Gemara is telling us. Kriyas HaMegillah is expressive of Elokai Ekra Yomam V'lo Sana V'Layl V'Odimuli. And I would say this is, I would suggest this is all part of the principle of Pirsumei Nisa. The Pirsum HaNes is by reading the Megillah, but including in that Pirsum HaNes is our Shvach V'Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Included in the Kriyas HaMegillah is our Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reading the Megillah is an implicit Tefillah, just as you saved Klal Yisrael in the days of Mordechai Esther, in every generation. Specifically now, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. When we read the Megillah this year, I think we will feel it even more strongly. The Lokai Ekra, below Sana. Where does this come from, Kekra? That's in Tilim Chav Peis. That's the Bamitseach al Yalas HaShachar, which the Gemara says in Yuma. It expresses what the tefillas of Esther HaMalka when she approached Achashverosh. What does the Pasuk say? Keli, Keli, Lama Haftani. This is what Klal Yisrael feels sometimes. My God, why have you forsaken me? Rachok Mishu Asi Divri Shagasi. Why are you so far from saving me? Why are you so far from hearing my piercing cries? Elokai Ekra Yomam V'losana V'laila V'dumili. My God, I call out by day, but you answer not, and at night, but there is no respite. That's the pasuk the Gemara mentions. But then a later pasuk says, Gol El Hashem Yifalteyu. If one commits himself to Hashem, he will deliver him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. Kriyas HaMegillah is both Shvach V'Hodah and a heart for tefillah. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is combined with Mishta Simcha. Hayom Meil Miskar V'Nasim. There's Chira, that's Kriyas HaMegillah, and then there's Asiyah, that's the Mishta V'Simcha. How can Simcha be combined with the cry of Elokai Ekra Yom Lo San of Elohim? Apparently it can, because Simcha's Purim is essentially the Simcha of the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the realization that if we commit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will respond and deliver us from our difficulties. This year, as we read the Megillah, we will experience more intensely the tefillah aspect of Kriyas HaMegillah. Elokai Ekra Yomam V'Losana V'Laila V'Lodumili. Our response to Shasara is in the words of Sefer Tilim, Gol El Hashem Yifalteyu. If we commit ourselves to Hashem, He will deliver us.